Hello.
Hello. Hi, Rebecca. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. I'm okay.
Hi. I was following up regarding your texts, and I wanted to address a couple things with you just so that we're all on the same page.
Uh-huh.
Number one, did you receive the PIN verification code in the mail that we sent you from Google?
No. No, I didn't. And no, I have not. And yes, but in my email on my dashboard, I got an email in there saying that this is your Google Business Verification code, and they gave me a six-digit code. And then what they were asking for from you guys is a five-digit code. So I don't know, and I haven't received anything in the mail. Like I was telling the girl who set that up with me, was that my home address, we don't get USPS mail delivered here. So this is where technically I do my business, but I can't use that address. She said, use another address. I called the Volcano Cooper Center, and I spoke with the lady there to see if I could get my mail sent there. She said yes, and that they would look out for it for me. I've gone there to check. In the allotted time, I told them there's even a note in their business, their little thrift store business that's there, stating, you know, that everybody's looking out for it, and I have not received anything.
So can you do me a favor and go into your email and tell me what the six-digit code is? Because maybe because you have that problem with your mail, maybe Google sent you an email in lieu of the postcard in the mail, and maybe our team can submit that for you. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I want to at least submit that six-digit code over to that department and see if it can be accepted. You know what I mean?
Okay. So they gave me 463571.
463571. And what does the email say exactly?
That this is my Google Business Profile Verification code.
Okay. So other than the one that we created, did you create a Google Business Profile in the past ever, or is it just the one that we created?
Nope. This is the first time I'm even hearing about that. Nope. I've never created such a thing. No.
Good. Okay. Well, that's a good sign. Maybe Google is aware of the mail situation area, and they sent that to you in lieu. Last question is, you said it was being sent to what business now? You said they agreed to get it on your behalf?
The Cooper Center in Volcano.
Cooper Center?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Center. Okay. And what's the address there? Is it the one on Aliwal Road, or is it the other one?
It's on Wright Road.
Okay. Okay. So give me the whole address, please.
Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. I have really bad service here.
That's okay. I can hear you good, so. Are you ready for Christmas?
We're getting there. Hawaii, we've been having crazy stuff going on. Volcanoes
really?
Erupting. we've just gone through a windstorm. I've been spending the past 3 days just rectifying our tents that have been, you know, everything that's been tied down by boulders just flying in the wind. Gone.
No way.
That's what I'm dealing with. We live 15 minutes away from the Volcano National Park, And the Super Center is actually closer. They're actually in Volcano. We're in Fern Forest, but.
Oh my goodness. So I just found the Cooper Center address. I looked it up. It's on Wright Road, Volcano 96785. Okay. So and I'm sorry to hear about all that you're going through there. That's awful. That's, you know, especially so close to the holidays. So I just pray that everybody stays safe and the windstorms start getting better. Are you used to that type of thing happening in the region, or does it happen not that often?
No, this is hurricane season, but I mean, it usually doesn't stir through here, but this time it is. So, this is our first time actually living on island, like permanently and, you know, building our house from scratch, all that good stuff. So it's been a lot. And then creating this business and doing all these things, you know, to keep things, you know, to keep the living going. So,
So I want to let you know that since Cooper Center already has a verified Google listing under this address, Google might reject it if we try to use this address because it would be duplicate. But one thing that we can try to get around it is put like, for instance, Suite A or Suite B on here or something. So that way it still goes to the same address, but it looks like a different business. It's not going to affect you because once it gets verified, the address would be hidden anyway. But I'll try it that way if we need to go. This is a backup plan because the first plan is to submit the one that you received on the email. Right. So, but just tell, Cooper Center, if they see a piece of mail coming for you that says Suite A on it, I'll just try that for, you know, that would be the code that you're waiting for. Cause that might be a way that we can get around this. One thing I want to let you know is that in the terms and conditions, it does state that the initial money that you paid is non-refundable, but also it states that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So even though you're having a little glitch with the PIN verification, it's not holding your placement back in any way, shape, or form. Because we typically say, you know, of course you'll see activity within your first month. However, it's the second month that you'll really see the program pop. And one thing I can do for you, Rebecca, to kind of, you know, give you a little bit of extra time on the back end is I can push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. Okay. That way you're paid in full all the way till January 13th. And keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if for some reason come January 13th, you decide not to continue, you can still call us and there won't be any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get, you know, the business verified up on Google and you'll get the most bang for your buck, so to speak. And then have you seen the website that we built you by chance?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. And keep in mind that your program is bundled with the Facebook ads, and those already are starting to get up and running for you. So you're probably going to see some activity coming in the very near future from the Facebook ads. And then obviously from the Google, that's when you're really going to see a huge impact. But that's, you know, depending on if they accept that email verification and if we have to send another postcard to Cooper Center and whatnot. But if we send it to Cooper Center, it's going to say your business name on it. It'll say Kuoko's All Natural Cleaning Service, LLC, but it'll just have the Wright Road address on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so hang in there. I know, you know, between you and your husband, it's probably hard to be patient, especially with everything that you're going through with the hurricane season and whatnot, but it'll be well worth it in the long run. It just takes a little bit more time, okay?
Yeah, I know. Regardless of your consolation, which I do appreciate, my reality is my reality of what's going on. So, you know, it still stands that it could just be that he's only going to wait a few days and then just cancel it, and then we just lost our money. So, you know, so be it. I, you know, I tried. I don't know what else to do. So,
Yeah. Well, try to give it to him in your business terms. Maybe he'll understand it.
You know,
that way.
I have, ma'am. I thank you so much for your encouragement, but my actual life is my actual life, and I appreciate
it's
you
different.
In your customer service mode trying, but I'm sure you understand too in your actual reality of life that sometimes things don't work that way. So
yes,
I appreciate your encouragement and your pushing, but it's just the reality of my life, you know? So
okay,
I thank you for the update of everything. Basically, I lost $249 if he decides to cancel, and I won't see anything of action happening until the second month. So, and then my payment is now pushed out to January 13th, on which day, if I call, I can still cancel so that a second month of charges in January is not taken in the amount of $249 from my account, from my husband's account.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you for the clarity. That's the reality. So
I'm
not happy with the website. I'm not happy with, you know, the way things look. But, you know, it is what it is. If I could press rewind, I knew what efforts would be taken, I could do all of that on my own, which is what my husband had told me. So it's just a lesson learned. Thanks, Tina, and you have a blessed day and a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.